Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're on 7 continents, so tell all your friends to pull up the website and listen to the stories and the activities I got to tell you about. Yes, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is out and the skies are blue and it's beautiful. It's no longer 100 degrees. It's about 90, 95 degrees right now, today. So it's beautiful in Las Vegas. This is where you need to come and bring your kids for your vacation, for school vacation, for work vacation, for summer vacation, for getaway vacation. This is the place you want to be. You want to be in Las Vegas because you can gamble 24 hours a day. You can eat 24 hours a day. You can buy alcohol 24 hours a day, but we don't want you to drink and drive. But you can buy alcohol all day long. It's a place to be. And they say everything that goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, I think they're just talking about the money you bring. It comes and it stays. So you got to watch your back with your money. Make sure you stay on top of your game with your coin, because otherwise you'll end up going broke and you'll be leaving it all right here. And Las Vegas doesn't need your money, so it's not necessary for you to leave all of it here. Take some of it with you. Yet I live here. I know you can take some of it home with you back to where you come from so that you can have a good time. But the weather in Las Vegas is beautiful. And everybody's out walking around in shorts and T-shirts. Well, they may have a windbreaker or two to put on, but it's beautiful weather in Las Vegas. So we want to invite everybody to come out in Las Vegas and enjoy your vacation time. All right, DJ Papa D, how about some music and maybe a comedy short for our listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice! Man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses. From T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. That's right, it's an internet radio show that we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents right now as you listen. So,
tell everybody you know to tune in to the station so they can hear all of the information that we are talking about. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk sports. Yeah, well, last night was the end of the third week of NFL football. Yes, the last game of the three-week period was played last night. And what was the name of the teams that played last night, DJ Papa D?
The Chicago Bears beat the Washington Redskins 31-15.
All right, 31-15. Well, I think I picked the Saints over the Redskins, so that's another win for G Money. So, how many wins do I have this year for this week?
Ten. You have 10 wins and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 losses. 10 wins and 6 losses.
10 wins and 6 losses. Oh, man. I got to get better. I got to make better odds. Well, that's 60%. That's not bad. But this is only week 3 in the NFL. So you got to pay attention to what's going on so that you know what's going on the NFL. All right, picking games this week is a good thing. So we'll see you on Thursday with our weekly pick. So other than that, DJ Papa D, do we have any other entertainment that we need to talk about?
Nope, not that I know of.
All right, well, fantastic. All right, well, play another clip, play some more music, and we'll be back for more of the radio show.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with, and one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris, and she would play with dolls, and I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Making love.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, what's happening? How's your day going today? Yeah, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Yep, it's about halfway through the show, and we just want to say hello and how are you doing? How are you feeling today? In the beautiful weather of Las Vegas, it's no longer 110, 112, 118 degrees. No, it's back down to civilized people. It's down to 98, 95, 90. Yep, we're in the cool fall winter time of the holiday season. So check it out. Come down to Las Vegas and enjoy the weather. Spend some money, eat some food, and have a hell of a time. Enjoy yourself. Bring your kids. We have places for the kids. Circus Casino is real favorable. So come to Vegas and enjoy yourself. All right.
DJ Papa D. Play some music and play another commercial spot. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. when I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing? What's going on in your life? What is happening good? Is it all bad? Is it just anything is everything? I mean, really, I don't even know. But yeah, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So sit back and chill and enjoy the weather. It's interesting. We had a good football game Monday night. That was real good. They were interesting that somebody, the Panthers won. Yeah, that was an interesting game. I'm glad they got back on the horse and became a winning team. So that's it. All right, DJ, Papa D, play some more music.
Hello.
Drop a comedy spot.
Hello. No. Hello.
Anyway, DJ,
I was inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
thing that prisons is truly a living hell. It is a place where love and compassion are looked upon as weaknesses, and violence and brutality are worn like a medal of honor. Prison is a tedious path of survival that can shatter your dreams and ambitions. The California Department of Corrections isn't designed to help you rehabilitate yourself or even help you to become a productive law-abiding citizen.
Young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing. They had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, we've had a good time on today's radio show. It's been a blast. I was wondering, maybe we could get some current local news. DJ Poppy.
Hey, what's happening, G Money?
All right, Papa D, what's going on today?
Hey, there's a lot going on in Las Vegas, but there's one article that I thought was really interesting. At 1 a.m. this morning in North Las Vegas, firefighters saved a woman and her one-month-old baby from a fire, which is, you know, great, right? And They also found 50 dogs on the property, including 40 in the backyard and 10 inside the garage. Can you believe that? They said all the dogs are fine, which is great. And, of course, animal control is removing the animals from the house.
Right. Well, they're going to put all of them to death, I'm sure. That's
50
really
dogs?
Going to be a bad situation. Yeah. This lady had 50 dogs. Wow. That's amazing. I'm just like, why does she have so many animals? I wonder if she was breeding them or she was just collecting dogs. What was she really doing with all those dogs? Was she eating puppy chow? And it might have been real puppy. Yeah. All those dogs. That's a shame. I bet her house smelled like puppy. Smelled like a young baby puppy.
Wow.
And boo-boo all over the house. Oh, yeah. That's amazing. I wonder if they were eating and what they were eating.
You know, fifty dogs is a lot of dogs.
Yeah,
and
she
had a 1 month old, like 1 month old. Where's the What's really going on there? What is really going on there?
Right, I'm wondering. What do you think is going on in her world? You got 50 animals and a baby girl. A 1 month old, that means she was doing something. Like within the last 9 months, she was busy. For her to have a month old baby, she just delivered like 30 days ago.
Exactly. She gave birth 30 days ago, and then she has this child, this 1 month old, on a property with 50 dogs. That's just crazy.
Yeah. She better keep the baby up high, because them dogs might think she's a snack and want to take a bite out of her egg. That's if she's a little chocolate-colored baby. The dog might think it's dark meat. Yeah. 50 dogs and a new little baby. And the house caught fire. Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, the house was on fire. Somebody called the fire department. We don't know who. We don't know if it was hers, because the firefighters found her and the baby inside the house in a closet, like hiding in a closet inside the house that was on fire.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if she was a stowaway. I mean,
or maybe she was hiding from someone, and the people she was hiding from set the house on fire.
Oh, yeah. That's a possibility.
Yep.
They could have just said, we're going to take her out, burn her for shit, set everything on fire, babies, kids, dogs, everything. Wow. That's
crazy. Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
That's wild. That's the Wild West, boy, in the 2019 century. That's amazing. That's totally amazing. Well, all right, DJ Papa D, I guess it's time to shut down the show.
We got about 6 minutes left if you want to hear another story.
Oh, yeah. Sure, let's do another story.
Okay. Metro police say a 9-year-old boy wasn't injured after taking his mother's car for a joyride. KTN-TV reports the incident happened Sunday around 8:45 a.m. after the child took the car. Police said the boy's mother was in the shower when he took off. A resident called the authorities after spotting the boy driving away. Officers were able to stop the car, and the boy was released to his mom. And interestingly enough, no citations were issued.
Right.
I guess they let him off with a stern warning.
Yeah. They didn't say if he was white or black, huh? That way
no,
you would know.
No, they did not.
Yeah. He was probably a white kid. Because if they would have been black, then they would have said, this black kid got caught driving, 9 years old. Yeah, it would have been an interesting situation.
Oh, wait, there's more to the story. So someone who saw the kid driving said he actually videotaped it. He said the car captured a scene while the car is driving north on US 95. He said at first he thought it was a drunk driver. He was like erratic. He got at least 4 or 5 missed accidents, and he literally was touched by an angel that day. So the kid was on the freeway. Wow, I'm watching the video now. The kid is on the freeway, this 9-year-old, and he's going like across 4 lanes, almost hitting other cars too. Wow, that's crazy.
Can he barely see over the steering wheel?
Yeah.
What does it look like in the driver's seat?
We can't see because the video is from the back, but I imagine that he could barely see over the steering wheel.
Wow.
It looked like he really had control of this vehicle at all. So, but you know what? He was good enough to like get the car to the freeway and onto the freeway. So he must have some kind of driving skills.
Yeah, that's true. He made it that far without running into anything. Almost, but actually he survived. 9 years old, huh? An electric racing car driver is born.
Yeah, instead of playing Grand Theft Auto, he did a real Grand Theft Auto, huh?
Really, Grand Theft Auto. I wonder if he was driving a blue car.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, why did the turtle cross the road?
Why did the turtle cross the road?
Yeah.
To get to the other side?
Yeah. He was trying to go to the Shell station.
Yeah, on that note.
Hey, that was a good one. I like that one.
Well, I think it's about time to shut down the show.
Well, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in on today's show. We're about to shut it down and get ready for Thursday. We will be off tomorrow. So Thursday we'll be back, and you can count on some interesting activities going on the radio show on Thursday, because we're going to have NFL football picks for the week, and we'll see what happens with the rest of the stuff. Anyway, am I still on? Like, anyway,
you're still on the air.
All right. Well, anyway, I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show and doing the work that he's doing. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being the engineer and playing the music, playing the comedy spot, keeping the show moving. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. So have a good day off, and we'll see you in June. That's what we're going to do. All right. Peace to you. Later. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.